RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahman Hafiz, the headlines. Repatriated funds from Singapore reaches 84.52 trillion rupiah. Indonesia and South Korea forum to focus on e-commerce. Now the news in detail. From 835.7 trillion rupiah, or around 62.74 billion US dollars of funds parked in Singapore declared during the tax amnesty as of the final day of the program on last Tuesday, only 84.52 trillion rupiah had been repatriated. Indonesian Finance Ministry expert staff member on tax compliance Suryo Utomo, as reported by tribunnews.com, said in Jakarta more recently that repatriated funds mostly came from five countries. He also said that significant repatriated funds came from the Cayman Islands with 16.51 trillion rupiah, Hong Kong with 16.28 trillion rupiah, the British Virgin Islands with 6.58 trillion rupiah, and China with 3.65 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, in terms of declared funds, the government recorded that 751.19 trillion rupiah was kept in Singapore, 76.92 trillion rupiah in the British Virgin Islands, and 56.27 trillion rupiah in Hong Kong, 52.86 trillion rupiah in the Cayman Islands, and 41.15 in Australia. The Jakarta chapter of Korea International Trade Association, KITA, will hold a business forum in Jakarta next month to further promote the economic relationship between South Korea and Indonesia, particularly in the rapidly growing e-commerce sector. KITA Jakarta Center Chief Representative for Indonesia, Daniel Quint, said in Jakarta recently that about 300 business people from the two countries are expected to attend the one-day Indonesia-Korea Business Forum on April 4th. The forum will discuss business opportunities in rapidly growing new economy, especially related to e-commerce. He added that the growing online business industry has created good opportunity for South Korea to strengthen its network with Indonesia. He also said that many Indonesians use smartphones and do online business nowadays, and South Korea, with more expertise in online business, can help Indonesia's e-commerce industry. Indonesia will use not only cash to pay for his purchase of French-made weaponry, but also commodities such as rubber, under defense agreement signed more recently between French Defense Ministry and Indonesian Defense Ministry. The two countries would work on maritime security, anti-terrorism efforts, and military equipment. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Misrachudu said that under the terms of military equipment purchase, Indonesia must pay with either technology transfers or commodities. He said at the State Palace in Jakarta recently that if Indonesia purchases weapons, it must pay 35% of the price with technology or commodities such as rubber. He said for the commodities, he will talk to the trade minister first. The MOU was signed during French President François Hollande's one-day visit to Jakarta on last Wednesday. Japanese airline All Nippon Airways, ANA, is set to add one extra flight scheduled to serve Jakarta-Tokyo route. On Friday, it was announced that the extra flight is to commence on August 2nd and will use a Dreamliner 787-8 aircraft departing from Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten to Haneda International Airport in Tokyo. Kompas.com reported that the additional flight is aimed to accommodate the increased demand of Indonesian tourists to Japan. The airline's Jakarta office sales administrator, Bradley Pardede, said that the decision to add another flight was made during an internal meeting as his site saw an increased demand of Indonesian tourists who want to visit Japan. Bradley also explained that the airline's occupancy for the Jakarta-Tokyo flight is considered good, especially during holiday seasons. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, organized a national meeting coordination as a series of broadcasting National Broadcasting Day 2017 in Bengkulu on Friday. Chairman of KPI, Yuliandri Darwis, in his welcome speech, expected that the national meeting can create some positive inputs to address broadcasting issues in Indonesia. He also affirmed that one of the crucial challenging points of broadcasting issue is the unfinished discussion on the draft bill of broadcasting in the House of Representatives, DPR. Besides, he also views that the government should give clear status of the institution and the budget for Regional Broadcasting Commission, KPID, to make sure that 10% of local content of each region can be achieved. He also mentioned that the development of technology nowadays poses challenges with the rampant dissemination of hoax and hate speech in public area, including the television broadcasting that is still dominated by economic interest.
Di tengah kuatnya arus informasi global melalui media massa, kondisi media dan penyiaran.
Amid the global information flow through mass media, the condition of media and Indonesian broadcasting need to be fixed up. The draft bill of broadcasting number 32-2002 has not been finished until now. On the one hand, the status of budget of Regional Broadcasting Commission is not still clear. Besides, the dissemination of hoax and hate speech is so fast. Rather, the programs in Indonesian television are still dominated by economic interest, rating and share. Thus, this forum is expected to be able to create clear thoughts to overcome several issues in Indonesian broadcasting nowadays. Furthermore, Yuliandri Darwis called on broadcasting media to uphold independence and neutrality in their programs. He views that fair and proportional information should be importantly considered to maintain the public trust. This support will be in line with the effort to globally strengthen national identity. He said the broadcasting media should contribute in strengthening public trust towards democratic institutions to strengthen diversity and national character. This meeting was officially opened by Bengkulu Governor Ridwan Mukti and attended by Commissioner of the House of the Representatives, National Resilience, National Border Management Agency, Broadcasting Media and number of regional broadcasting commissions. The last item, Chairman of Supervisory Board of RRI, Mistam, urged all national broadcasting institutions to importantly consider the building of national character. In a seminar themed Semangat Nawacita untuk Ketahanan Bangsa melalui penyiaran yang berkarakter dan mencerdaskan, which means Spirit of Nawacita for the Nation's Resilience through Media with Good Character and Education in Bengkulu on Friday, he encouraged the strengthening of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission to supervise the existing broadcasting media in a bid to realize national building across Indonesia.
KPI ini adalah alat kontrol media penyiaran kita agar sesuai dengan undang-undang penyiaran yang ada karena azas tujuan dan manfaat.
Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, is the controlling institution of Indonesian broadcasting to make sure that every broadcasting is in line with the existing broadcasting laws. Because the objectives and benefits are really clear based on Pancasila and the 1945 constitutions. Here it is explained that in this principle, there are social responsibilities. It means that broadcasting media have responsibility to build the nation, either it's private or national broadcasting media. I think that in the National Broadcasting Day, it is the right moment to introspect ourselves to build our nation. Furthermore, Ms. Tan also urged national broadcasting institutions to broadcast Indonesian heritage through local content in every region in Indonesia. Previously, the chairman of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Yuliandri Darwis, in his speech on the opening of the National Coordinating Meeting of Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, said that a lot of information is disseminated in Indonesia, so that it will be easy for foreign ideology to infiltrate into Indonesians' ideology. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week have been reviewed by some of the leading media published in Jakarta in their editorial and are outlined in the press review. Let's begin with Business Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Tuesday, March the 28th, it wrote dubious quality of elections and general election. The quality of the 2018 regional head elections and the 2019 general elections in Indonesia is being threatened. The House of Representatives kept on stalling the selection process of prospective members of the Election Commission and the Election Supervisory Body for the 2017-2022 period. In fact, the remainder term of both agencies for 2012 and 2017 period is only 15 days left until April the 12th, 2017. The selection of the 14 candidates is conducted in pursuant to Act No. 15 of 2011 on the elections. Extending their working period, of course, is not the right choice. Moreover, the extension should use a government regulation in lieu of law. There is absolutely no emergency that forced the president to issue it. According to Media Indonesia, the House should be reminded about the increasingly pressing time to elect members of the new commission and the election supervisory body. If it keeps on being postponed, it means that the House knowingly wants to bypass the provisions of the election schedule. It shows the habit of the House to stall. The Daily wrote, following the habit, the House usually would wait until the last minute. It is this habit that will erode the quality of the regional elections in 2018 and 2019 general elections. We'll continue press review with Business Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Monday, March the 27th, wrote Islamic banking and halal tourism. The world halal travel market is predicted to grow to $180 billion by 2020 from the current position, which is $116 billion. Indonesia will be one of the countries that benefits from the rapid growth of the industry. Until now, only BNI Syariah Bank, which already has a halal tourism development program in collaboration with one of the credit card products. For the moment, the priority halal tourist destinations are Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara and Padang in West Sumatra Province. It is targeted to develop to other destinations in Indonesia. In addition to domestic tourists, those from the Middle East have now become the target, especially after the grand visit of the King of Saudi Arabia and his entourage to Indonesia. Three key things most searched by Muslim tourists are the food, places of worship, as well as accommodation. According to the Daily, at present, the government has started with the establishment of three regions as the focus of halal tourism, namely West Nusa Tenggara Province, Aceh, and West Sumatra Provinces. According to plan, this will be developed to other destinations such as Jakarta, West Java, Central Java, Yogyakarta, East Java, South Sulawesi, Riau, and Riau Islands. In August last year, an accelerated development of halal tourism team had started preparing a halal tourism development roadmap. According to Business Indonesia, both the government and the businesses from various sectors should jointly start building the industry. It also takes a pretty strong synergies among different sectors in order to reap greater potential. Well, that was press review today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on April 1st, 1960 when TIROS was launched. TIROS, or Television Infrared Observation Satellite, is a series of early weather satellites launched by the United States, beginning with TIROS-1 in 1960. TIROS was the first satellite that was capable of remote sensing of the Earth, enabling scientists to view the Earth from a new perspective, space. The program, promoted by Harry Wessler, proved the usefulness of satellite weather observation at a time when military reconnaissance satellites were secretly in development or used. TIROS demonstrated at the time that the key to genius is open simplicity. The next event is that the year of 2014 was Indonesian Marketing Day. Indonesian Marketing Day was decided by Minister of Tourism and Economic Credit Mari Elka Pangestu in Jakarta on 1 April 2014. The election date on 1 April was decided as Indonesian Marketing Day because the date usually becomes basis of company to raise the price after passing through the first quarter. On the same date, many companies launched their products and new promotion material. The determination of Indonesian Marketing Day is to push sales forces becoming more creative and innovative. The determination is also hoped as a reminder and instigator for business people in Indonesia in order to keep making creation and innovation. Indonesian business people can have competitiveness in economy of the world. And the last event is about National Broadcasting Day. Broadcasting community in the country proposed 1st April as a National Broadcasting Day. The reason is that, one, the date, it established radio for the first time in the country which belonged to Bumiputra. The proposal was written in the Declaration of National Broadcasting Day in Surakarta on 1st April 2010. In the script of the declaration, it was written that 1st April 1933 has been established the first modern broadcasting association belonging to Indonesian nation named Slasia Radio Fredenjind as RP in Solo. The initiation of the establishment of the radio is by Kanjeng Gusti Pangeran Adipati Arya Mangkunegara, 10th Mangkunegara, 7th. The aim of the establishment is to bear the national spirit and be able to compete with radio stations belonging to the government of the Dutch Indies, which has been existed before. Based on their consideration, Indonesian broadcasters proposed 1st April as a National Broadcasting Day. Besides, they also propose Kanjeng Gusti Pangeran Adipati Arya Mangkunegara VII as the father of national broadcasting. The declaration was signed by Chairman of the Central Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Sasa Juharsa Sanjaya from Radio Republik Indonesia, Bimo Bayu Nimpuno, TPRI, Hendra Budi Rahman, Union of Indonesian National Private Radio Broadcasting, Martinus Kermita, represented by TP Private Broadcasting, Arif Suditomo from Radio Community, Bambang Usodo, Masyarakat Cipta Media, Paulus Widianto, and the Minister of Defense, Hari Wiryawan. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Erlangga University and Switzerland cooperate to prepare bird flu vaccine. Development and preparation of the bird flu vaccine are needed as a preventive measure to face the possibility of a bird flu pandemic. Collaborations between universities at the international level have been conducted to accelerate the discovery of a vaccine formulation that is more effective and efficient. This was raised in the Swiss-Indonesian Vaccine Formulation Symposium at Erlangga University in Surabaya, East Java, on Wednesday, March the 29th. The symposium was to mark the start of the research collaboration on the avian flu vaccine formulation between Erlangga University and two universities in Switzerland, the University of Lausanne and University of Geneva. The research cooperation will last until 2019 and financed by the Swiss government through the Swiss National Science Foundation. Funds provided is about 8 billion rupiahs. Head of Erlangga University Research Center for Bird Flu, Hairul Anwar Nidom, said the collaboration was to design a bird flu vaccine that need only one injection for humans or animals to prevent the disease. According to Nidom, at the moment, bird flu shots still have to be done a few times so that global supply is not enough to meet the demand. Anwar Nidom added, in the partnership, a new laboratory will be built specifically to make the formulation. In addition to the processing and translation of basic research, Anwar Nidom also explained that in 1.5 years, the vaccine should be formulated, so the remaining time could be used for improvement. While the researcher of Geneva University, Gerrit Borchardt, to Compass said that the World Health Organization has appointed Switzerland to develop a one-shot bird flu vaccine. According to Gerrit Borchardt, they have the technology to formulate the bird flu vaccine but do not have the virus samples for research. Therefore, they cooperate with universities in Indonesia. Earlier, during a meeting with the governor of East Java, Soekarwo, Swiss ambassador to Indonesia, Yvonne Baumann, said that in addition to cooperating with Erlangga University, colleges in Switzerland also will conduct joint research with Institute of Technology Surabaya. Well, that was Focus Today on Erlangga University and Switzerland cooperate to prepare bird flu vaccine. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. From 835.7 trillion rupiah, or around 62.74 billion US dollar of funds parked in Singapore declared during the tax amnesty as of the final day of the program on last Tuesday, only 84.53 trillion rupiah had been repatriated. The Jakarta chapter of the Karya International Trade Association (KITA) will hold a business forum in Jakarta next month to further promote the economic relationship between South Korea and Indonesia, particularly in the rapidly growing e-commerce sector. Indonesia will use not only cash to pay for its purchase of French-made weaponry, but also commodities such as rubber. Under defense agreement signed more recently between the French Defense Ministry and Indonesian Defense Ministry, the two countries would work on maritime security, anti-terrorism efforts, and military equipment. Japanese airline All Nippon Airways, ANA, is set to add one extra flight scheduled to serve the Jakarta-Tokyo route. On Friday, it was announced that the extra flight is to commence on August 2nd and will use a Dreamliner 787-8 aircraft departing from Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang Banten to Haneda International Airport in Tokyo. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, organized a national meeting coordination as a series of National Broadcasting Day 2017 in Bengkulu on Friday. Chairman of KPI, Yulanda Darwis, in his welcome speech, expected that the national meeting can create more positive inputs to address broadcasting issues in Indonesia. Chairman of Supervisory Board of RRI, Ms. Tam, urged all national broadcasting institutions to importantly consider the building of national character. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Bajing Waterfall in Pekalongan, Central Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, if you are in Pekalongan, Central Java Province, please set your time to visit Bajing Waterfall, which is located at Logo Pakis Village, Petung Kriyono Sub-District, Pekalongan Regency. Bajing Waterfall is the name of this tourism object. It is not because there are many bajing or squirrel here, but it is because near the waterfall, there is a hill which has a name Bajing Hill. Bajing Waterfall is a beautiful tourism object, because this waterfall is terrace one and surrounded by natural panorama which is still fresh and green. Besides, there are natural big stones which form like slide at this waterfall. Listener, the location of Bajing Waterfall is not far from office of Petung Kriyono Sub-District. If you are from outside of the town and want to enjoy the beauty of the waterfall, you can depart from Pekalongan Terminal. You can take small bus from Pekalongan to Doro. Arriving at Doro Market, you can continue by getting on pickup car which is special designed for passenger to the location of Petung Kriono Tourism Object. During the trip, you will be presented with natural panorama and beautiful forests with fresh air and far from pollution. If you drive your own vehicle from Petung Kriono Sub-District Office, you take around 10 minutes to the tourism object. Here, you can park your vehicle, from parking space to Bajing Waterfall. You must walk through footpath around 300 meters. And you don't have to worry, because the footpath to the waterfall is quite smooth. Listener, to enter the location of Bajing Waterfall, you have to pay the entrance ticket 300 rupiah per person. To see the fascination of the waterfall, you should go up and down through footpath as long as 300 meters. In this trip, you will be also presented with the beauty of natural scenery and the enhancement of the waterfall from far. Listener, arriving at Bajing Waterfall, you will sense gusts of cold water from swift waterfall, and it is suitable for relaxation. Even there are many people who take a bath under the waterfall, even though not too far, around 100 meters from the edge of the waterfall. Because the depth of the waterfall is 7 meters, besides its water discharge debit is quite huge. At the waterfall complex, you can also relax and take picture. Bajing Waterfall is new favorite spot in Pekalongan Regency. Its beauty can be able to make anyone amazed. Listener, after you are tired to enjoy Bajing Waterfall, you can also take rest at gazebo while enjoying snack which can be bought at the stall. And there is also small mugs. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Bajing Waterfall in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's a pleasure to meet you again in this program, Miscellany. Listener, October 22 is commemorated as National Boarding Students Day, and today's edition of Miscellany will inform you about National Boarding Students Day. Listener, according to history, Indonesia has been colonized by Dutch and Japan. There were many attempts to break Indonesia's unity at that time. Take for example, September 30 movement. At that time, all Indonesian people, including boarding students, both in the city and in the villages, spoke against the colonizers. Their struggle was only for Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. Santri or boarding students is a nickname for someone who studies especially religious lessons. According to some scientists, term of boarding school means boarding and school. Japanese people call pondok or boarding or pesantren or school. Boarding derives from word hostel. Boarding school or pesantren itself is etymologically derived from the students who got prefix PE and the suffix en. To become pesantrian means sastri or student. Based on the explanation, pondok or boarding and pesantren or school have the same meaning, namely a hostel for student to recite Quran. Listener, in the inauguration of National Boarding Student Day at Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on last Thursday, President Joko Widodo said that the stipulation of the day was an appreciation from government for the boarding students' role in the struggle of Indonesia's independence. President Joko Widodo further said that history notes that the boarding students have sacrificed their life to guard Indonesia's independence and made it come true. October 22 is stipulated as the National Boarding Student Day because on that day, Kiai Hashim Asy'ari announced his instruction, so-called as Jihad Resolution. Jihad Resolution was born from hundreds Kiai or spiritual teachers across Indonesia to respond to Netherlands' military aggression. Jihad Resolution contained exclamations to guard Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. National Boarding Student Day has to be a reminder for Indonesian nation that boarding school and its students cannot be separated from Indonesian struggle to claim independence. Therefore, major sacrifice of boarding school and its student must be appreciated and cannot be ignored in today's development. Besides, the stipulation of National Boarding School Day is appropriate time to start new struggle and a bid to fight against radicalism and terrorism that threaten Indonesia's unity and sovereignty. Listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with topic about National Boarding Student Day 2016. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Ferrari World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Ada Band, a musical group from Jakarta. To initiate our segment Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Terbaik Untukmu.
Teringat masa kecilku, peluk dan kau manja, indahnya saat itu buatku melambung di sisimu. Teriak hangat nafas segar harum tubuhmu, kau tuturkan segala mimpi-mimpi serta harapanmu. Dan sayangmu sesuatu yang pernah terlewati. Sayangku untuknya, ku terus berjanji takkan mengkhianati pintanya. Ayah dengarlah betapa sesungguhnya ku mencintaimu. Kan ku buktikan ku mampu penuhi maumu.
Listener, that was the first song entitled Terbaik Untukmu, sung by Ada Band. This song tells about beautiful memory when he was a little boy with his father. And this song also reveals how big their love each other is. He does not want to disappoint and insists implementing his father's dreams. This song was sung by Doni Ada Band featuring Gita Gutawa, daughter of Indonesian musician Erwin Gutawa. This song is one of the 12 songs of the Heaven of Love album, which was released in 2005, while a song entitled Manusia Bodoh was chosen as the first single of the album. Heaven of Love succeeded to not sell number more than 300,000 copies within 5 months. They succeeded to receive double platinum. 6 months later, they received quadruple award. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Setengah Hati.
Tertegun ku memandangmu saat kau tinggalkan ku menangis. Burunya aku mengharapku jelas sudah tak kau pedulikan cintaku. Mestinya tak ku sadari betapa perih cinta tanpa balasmu. Harusnya tak ku paksakan bila akhirnya kau melukaiku. Akhirnya kami melukai.
Listener, you have just listened to the second song entitled Setengah Hati, sung by Ada Band. This song tells about one-sided love. Although the love was tried to be maintained, it was eventually fading away. Listener, Ada Band was established in 1996 with personnel Baim as guitarist and vocalist, Iso as keyboardist and backing vocal, Krishna Balagita playing on keyboard and piano, Suryandika Sajidibrata as bassist, and Muhammad Abdul Eli Fritonga or AL as drummer. The band has changed its personnel for several times, but it does not influence their productivity and creativity. In 1997, Ada Band released the first song entitled Seharusnya, which also became the hit song. In 1999, Ada Band released an album entitled Peradaban 2000. One song of the album entitled Oh was successful at market and sold more than 200,000 copies. Afterwards, BMG Music Malaysia offered Ada Band to promote their album in Malaysia. The existence of this group gives its own color in the world of Indonesian entertainment. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to Kucuri Lagi Hatimu and Haruskah Ku Mati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Merindukan pelukmu, salahku meninggalkanmu, oh kasihku. Maafkan salahku dulu, aku sayang kepadamu. Andaikan curi lagi hatimu, percayalah hanya padamu. Cintaku, kamulah harta yang paling indah. Ku sayang dan selalu ku jaga, kekasih. Selalu membayangkan wajahmu, terbawa di setiap waktu dan mimpiku. Maafkan salahku dulu, aku sayang kepadamu. Andaikan curi lagi hatimu, percayalah hanya padamu. Cintaku, kamulah harta yang paling indah. Ku sayang dan selalu ku jaga, kekasih. Belalah dadaku, lihat betapa besarnya cinta ini. Andaikan ku curi lagi hatimu, percayalah hanya padamu. Cintaku, kamulah harta yang paling indah. Ku sayang selalu ku jaga, kekasih. Andaikan ku curi lagi hatimu, percayalah hanya padamu. Cintaku, kamulah harta yang paling indah. Ku sayang dan selalu ku jaga, kekasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.